Spending a few minutes now with Rosemont head women's basketball coach Rayne Reber. She is leading her squad to the Division III NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. They're going to travel more than 300 miles to play a school 2 miles down the road as they will take on Haverford in the first round on Friday up in Massachusetts. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. We talked earlier when I came out to campus. You guys have really just put together a magical campaign, and it's got to be thrilling to win the conference title and get this berth.
Yes, thank you very much. It's been exciting times at Rosemont with our men's team winning the conference and us also winning the conference. It's just exciting days.
So what was it like? I know you guys were able to win the conference championship game relatively handily over Keystone, but what's it like when you kind of knew you guys had it and you were going to be able to cut down the nets?
I think we just wanted that clock to move a lot faster towards the end of that quarter, that fourth quarter. We saw the championship right there, and we just wanted those final seconds to tick off so we can finally cut that down that net and achieve the goals that we set for ourselves in the beginning of the season.
For people that aren't familiar, why are you 24-3? Why were you able to run the table in the Colonial States Athletic Conference? What are the strengths on this group?
We have a lot of strengths on our squad. We're lucky enough to have Ashley Murray, who is a Division I transfer, inside, that she averages a double-double. So it's hard for schools to game plan against her because she is 6'3 and very, very athletic. So she sees a lot of double and triple teams. But when teams do that, we have some outside threats with our guards. We're very quick offensively, so we like to get up and down the court in transition. But then also we can slow it down a little bit and execute our offense. And we're lucky enough to have a tremendous sixth man in Jamie Byers, who can achieve a double-double if she sets her mind to it. And she's just that energy off the bench. So we have a strong starting five and then also have a strong sixth and seventh man coming off the bench.
So let's talk about the tournament. You get a Haverford team that loves to play defense. I know they've seemed like they're comfortable with the games in the 30s and 40s. This is kind of going to be a clash of styles a little bit, isn't it?
Yes. I think it's funny that we're going all the way to Boston to play a team that's 2 miles down the road. But, you know, we're just excited to be in the tournament and play somebody and show what we're capable of. We definitely have different styles. Haverford's very disciplined. They set a lot of screens, a lot of fade screens, and they stay in their offense. And we like to get out and run and do a lot more transition offense. So it should be an interesting game on Friday.
And is there a discussion with the team? This is new for everybody, that you want them to savor this and enjoy every moment, but also not kind of get lost in it and realize there's work to do?
Absolutely. Our girls have been waiting all year to be able to prove that we are very talented. And I think that, yes, they are very excited to go to the NCAA tournament, and they realize that this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but they're just not satisfied with going there. They want to make a statement while they're there. They don't want. It's not okay to just play in an NCAA game. They want to be able to win a game. So I think that they're very, very focused because they still feel like they have a little chip on their shoulder, that they still have a lot to show and prove to the country that they are a good, talented squad.
And final question, if your squad is going to put together a run here in the tournament, what will be the keys to success? What are the things at the top of the depth chart that you've got to be able to do?
Once you go to the NCAA tournament, you have to be able to play defense. You're going to play a lot of talented players and teams that are very well disciplined. And if you're not able to play solid team defense, then you're not going to be able to win games. So our number one mentality going into this tournament is that we have to have lockdown defense and limited teams to one or no shots and done. So our main focus there is our team defense and then also being able to execute and limit the amount of turnovers. So if we can take care of those things, I think we can compete with teams when we're there.